This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. In this little video, these few minutes, I want you to take home just two words and anything else that you take and remember that's extra. The two words are the two prophetic words where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guiding all of the Muslims, he said, لا تحاسدوا. Do not have jealousy among one another. So this is a rule that all of us can live by. لا تحاسدوا. Don't have jealousy among one another. Don't have jealousy against your brother. Don't have jealousy against your sister. And subhanAllah, jealousy is as such that it always usually occurs between people that are at the same level. Usually that's how jealousy occurs. It usually occurs between people that are at the same level. So you have a person who has some money, and you have another person who has the same amount of money. You'll find that both of them will be jealous of one another. But then you have another person that has loads and loads and loads and loads of money. Another person, he's got some money as well. The chances of them becoming jealous of one another, or the chances of the person that has a little bit of money becoming jealous of the person that has loads and loads of money, are fairly low, because he's like, you know what? He's given up. He says, the person has too much, it's too far, he's too far down the lane, what's the point of me even being jealous? That's why jealousy usually occurs of people, among people who are in the same field and they're at the same level. MBA graduate from one university and another MBA graduate from another university, both of them get a job, but because one has a better job, maybe the other person will be jealous. So you'll find that it usually occurs between people that are at the same level and in the same field. However, this very MBA graduate that's jealous of his friend, if you bring him to a person that's a scholar of Islam, he's not going to be jealous, because they don't have the same sort of field that they're in. And similarly, the scholars of Islam, طلبت العلم, دعات, callers, all of these sort of people that are working in the field of Allah are no different, because we're all human beings, and it's innate in human nature to sometimes be jealous of other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though we do have that feeling innately within us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to cure that feeling by different ways of cure that are mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. So as I said, people that are working in the field of Islam, they're no different. Rather, subhanAllah, people that are working in the field of Islam may actually have more jealousy amongst one another. And this is amongst the traps of shaytan, which he uses to trap the people that are working in the field of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know this, we know this from the time of Adam alayhi salam till our time today. SubhanAllah, one of the people that every single one of us knows till today, every single one of us knows is Imam al-Bukhari. And even Imam al-Bukhari was subject to jealousy from his peers, to an extent that Imam al-Bukhari died on his mount by himself outside of a city, saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma khirli, Allahumma khirli, Allahumma khirli, oh Allah, make my decision for me, make my decision for me, make my decision for me. Because at this his time, he had some problems with a scholar from another locality in Naysabur, and the problems all occurred was because of the fact that they were at the same level, and a lot of people will go to Imam Bukhari's dars as opposed to this individual's dars. Rather, when Imam Bukhari started his dars, a lot of the other person's students, they ended up going to Imam Bukhari. Amongst those other person's students was Imam Muslim, who started then studying with Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi. So we know and we see from this example that even Imam Bukhari, the likes of Imam Bukhari, who if there's any individual after the Messenger and the Sahaba that the Ummah reveres, it has to be Bukhari. Even him, he was subject to this jealousy and these problems. And such is the case with Imam al-Shafi'i. A man came to Imam Ahmad and he asked him about Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam Ahmad started saying good Very, very good things about Imam al-Shafi'i. And then another man from the gathering, he said, what about Yahya ibn Ma'in? What about Abu Ubaid? They say such and such about Shafi'i. So Imam Ahmad, then he took that opportunity, just as I'm taking this opportunity right now, to explain to his students that look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm paraphrasing here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us virtue and knowledge to some people over others, you will find that other scholars and other people will be jealous of them. And it's natural. And he said that this is a problem, an evil character, a bad character in the people of knowledge. So just look past it and take from everyone, and take from everyone that is preaching good. And this is my message to you, right from over here. عبد الوهاب سليم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.